thing, because I ain't going to analyze you like that. But you look so much different than even just like last season or a couple of years ago. What's going on with you, Jay Wright?
I lost a little body fat and gained a little muscle. That's probably the difference.
How'd you do it?
This workout program here is intense.
Yeah. Jarius Wright, meat sauce from the wildly successful, highly touted Power Trip Morning Show on the home of Vikings football, The Fan. Meat sauce, Jarius Wright.
Jarius, nice to meet you.
Nice
buddy.
To meet you. I've had a problem my whole life with body fat. I'm just wondering, in a way, what is something that you've cut out of your diet completely that every day you think about eating?
Fast food.
Ooh.
That's the biggest thing. I try to.
Is it hard?
You know, it's one of the hardest things ever to do. It's so good and so easy to
eat. You're from Arkansas, too, right?
I know. You know, that's one of the most obese states.
Well, what what's the toughest for you to eliminate?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I love cheeseburgers and pizza.
Yeah, for sure. So basically cheese. So like Aaron Rodgers recently said, with all due respect to Wisconsin, the dairy state and everything, I'm eliminating dairy because of how I feel and what it's doing to my body. You know, that's kind of the approach you've taken with cheese, right?
You know, I eat a little bit of cheese, but you don't want to overdo it.
Mm-hmm. Saucy?
You've been here the whole time Teddy's been here. What's something you notice year to year with him?
You know, he's just getting better each and every year. And, you know, it's not really my job to evaluate players,
sure.
But if I had anything to say, you can just tell that he's growing as a quarterback and as a leader.
Evaluate yourself. How are things going for you at this stage of your career? Where, by the way, you're no longer, what were you, fourth-round guy?
I was.
You're no longer a fourth-round guy from Arkansas, not many had heard of. You're a crafty veteran now, Jarius.
You know, when I first came in the league, that was one thing that I wanted to become. Not only, you know, crafty, but to become a veteran and be able to play basically longer than what they tell you is the limit in the NFL.
Yeah, which would be probably your first deal, right, 4 years?
Yes, sir.
So then it's like, okay, I'm probably going to get four, but nothing's promised. You know, but after that, man, you got to work hard for it, right?
Yes, sir. I've been working hard out here in OTAs and minicamp just to get better each and every day. What they say, the cat's never in the bag or something like that. So you can never take it easy. And I'm blessed to get a chance to do something I love each and every day.
Saucy?
What's the one thing you got to work on every day that's something that you'd think from like my standpoint, somebody who's never played football at the level you've played at where you're like, whoa, you really have to work on that every day?
The biggest thing is focus. It's so easy to come out here each and every day and be like, I do this every day. I catch footballs every day. I run routes every day. It's so easy just to be comfortable with what you do as a football player, and sometimes it's easy to lose focus. And people that probably do the same thing each and every day, they probably understand where I'm coming from.
This offense wants to get the ball down the field. How can you and the rest of your receivers do that?
We have a great receiving core, not only just the receivers, but when you add the tight ends and the running backs, you know, me personally, I think we're really good at our offense is really good, I guess I should say. But we're just going to continue to get better, and this is definitely going to help us being out here today.
After tomorrow, you guys got some time off till training camp, and you probably have to keep, you know, everything in check. Is there any – you take a little time off? You do anything fun?
You know, you take a little while off and try to get a little vacation in, but you know, the season and training camp will be here before you know it. So at the same time, you know, even though you do take about a week off at the most, you want to stay in shape and do something.
What's your greatest team memory from being with the Vikings? Team memory.
Team. I would have to say it was winning the division last year.
At Lambeau?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big deal for, you know, like you say, for the team. It was something we haven't accomplished since I've been here. So, the feeling can't take away seeing all the smiles and seeing everybody happy.
I think I know the greatest NFL individual moment, but it's one of two, and I don't want to guess them. I want you to lay it out. What is your most memorable, favorite individual Jarius Wright NFL moment?
Well, I would have to go with the 87-yard against the Jets. That would be
in overtime.
Yeah, that would be my first one.
Right. And second,
listening to your call was great. Going back and listening to it.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you.
It was great.
The only thing that possibly could beat that, in my opinion, at Seattle, double move, trash talking Richard Sherman, got a touchdown behind him.
You know, between
that was pretty good.
But between that one and my rookie year against Green Bay to send us to the wild card game, I caught a It was a double move on Sam Shields.
Oh, yeah.
Right before Adrian ran us into a field goal range.
Yep. And Sam, you know, Sam is a good quality NFL corner who every time I put together the depth chart for a Vikings-Packers game, I'm reminded Sam Shields was undrafted. He was an undrafted Cane. I mean, I know the Canes program's fallen off a little bit, but seriously, Sam Shields is a tough corner. He went undrafted. That's weird.
And if you didn't, like you say, if you didn't look it up or Google it, you would never know.
Correct. Last one for J-Dub.
Which of the cornerbacks in this league talk so much that sometimes you just look at him and go, would you just stop talking, please? It bothers me how much you talk.
You know, I think it's kind of a cornerback trend.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them do it, but...
wide receivers talk too.
Yeah, but I'm not much of a talker, so I just try to show by example and talk with my game.
Are you slot machine guy again this year?
I think so, but I've actually played some outside receiver earlier in my career, so I'd like to be versatile.
You were a high school quarterback too. When are you going to throw one on like an end around or something?
I'm still waiting for my opportunity.
Do you beg Norv for that?
I hadn't begged for it yet, but I just try to warm up in front of them.
I've seen here at organized team activities. I've seen Stephon Diggs come out of the slot a little bit. I've seen everybody come out of the slot. Same old stuff for old number 17. You know, always having to win time, always having to win the right to play. It's just old hat for you, right?
It's life. You always have to battle and remain the same guy each and every day, and that's one of my big things.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Jarius Wright, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings, thank you for joining us from the exclusive Will Furch at Winter Park. For Veronica Rodriguez, Ryan Donaldson, and Eric Nordquist, and Saucy Saucy, I'm Paul Allen. Have a great day.